Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I think the great ones, they want to be coached hard. And that's really the assumption we're making with all these guys. They all, at one point in time, they've either come up to my office or DA's office or Coach Hightower's office, and they've all told us how much they want to be a good player, a good team. They want to be a part of greatness, and so we're going to treat them as such. And part of that is coaching them hard.
Score evenings, weeknights 6 till 9.
That is Bears head coach Ben Johnson talking about his quarterback, Caleb Williams, and Ben Johnson taking his team through another OTA practice today. Bears practice inside the Walter Payton Center today because of the bad weather out here in Lake Forest and throughout Chicago and the entire Chicagoland area. Been a drizzly, overcast day, so that is what they did. As a matter of fact, I am still out at Hallis Hall as we speak right now. I will be here with you until 9 o'clock on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Joining us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline from Fox 32, their lead sports anchor, he is Lou Kanellis, CircaLasVegas.com. And we also invite you to download the Circa Sports app today. Sweet Lou, what's going on, man?
Mark, give me the scoop. What goes on at Hallis Hall after 8 o'clock?
You know, nothing. There are, you know, usually you've got the cleaning crew in, and they're always very nice, so they're cleaning up. I haven't been back in the little newsroom area where we hang out. Right now, Lou, and I'm glad you asked this so I could set the scene for everybody. I am in one of the NFL Network studio, which Stacey Dales usually uses. The only person that is sometimes here this late, I bet you can guess it, Lou, is a man named Jeff.
Yes. Oh, I know. Listen, man, I love Jeff. We go back. We started in the business back in the 80s, and nobody works harder than Jeff Joniak. I can assure you of that.
No doubt about it. And every once in a while, he wears it. But Jeff is one of the good guys and one of the great ones in the broadcast business. Lou, we just heard Ben Johnson coming back from the break right there. What have you thought of him so far, and what did you take away from him today, like watching his practice? I mean, he seemed pretty pumped up out there, I guess is the nice way to put it.
Man, I love him. I've got to tell you, Mark, and I know we haven't played a game yet. We had one practice today, open to the media, OTA, guys running around in shorts. But I love his intensity. And listen, he's here. He knows he's being paid a lot of money. He could care less about the past. He is looking ahead to the future. He is taking on controversial subjects like Caleb Williams and Carl Williams quotes head on. He started his press conference. He's like, I'm not hiding from it. You guys want to talk about it? Let's get it out in the open. And he expects that from his players as well. And I'm all for that because you know what? We've seen a lot of bad coaching over the years, unfortunately, at Hallis Hall. And it's about time we have a guy in there who's paid handsomely at the top of the list. So the expectation is for him to produce, and he's expecting his players to produce. And if it means Caleb Williams watching film longer than he ever has or more than he ever has in his entire life, going back to his high school days at Gonzaga or college at Oklahoma, USC, or last year, then darn it, he's going to have to.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the way I took everything today, and you know, Ben even said it when he's in, you know, right at the beginning of his press conference, that he got in front of the Caleb Williams story, just sort of in a playful way. He's been, yeah, I've been hearing things that about the quarterback here, and I even brought up the question of, you know, it being uttered by Carl Williams that this is where Chicago, you know, quarterbacks go to die in Chicago. And Ben Johnson looked right back at me, and he's like basically saying, "Bring it on! I like it, I love it," and I get where he's coming from, Lou, because all of that for Ben Johnson was just informative. I imagine Ben Johnson read that excerpt from the Wickersham book and said, oh, okay, oh, good to know. Oh, you didn't learn how to do that? Okay, good to know. So really, and Ben Johnson's not going to say this, but all that stuff was probably good for Ben Johnson in terms of what he needs, some of the things that he now needs to know about his quarterback, Caleb Williams.
It's a challenge that he is embracing, Mark. That's what I love about this guy. He said, I love it. I love the opportunity to come in and change that narrative. That's where great stories are written. So we're looking to write a new chapter here for the 2025 Chicago Bears and looking forward to the future. That's what we want to hear. Because guess what? In 3 years, the last three seasons, this Bears team has won 15 games. Last year, Ben Johnson and the Lions won 15 games. Okay, he went to a bad franchise, and he helped lead change the narrative of the Lions. Do we forget how bad the Lions were when he went to that franchise? They were awful. They were the laughingstock of the NFL. They were worse than the Bears. And now, the royalty. I did a show last night, yesterday. I do a show every Tuesday called First to North here on Fox. And we talked to a reporter from the Vikings, or from Fox, a Fox reporter from the Packers, and a Fox reporter from the Lions. And to a man, at one point in the show, I asked everyone, who is your favorite to win the NFC North as we start to open OTAs? Four out of four said the Lions. That's the respect that Ben Johnson helped build in Detroit, and that's what I expect him to do with the Bears.
Yeah. Well, now that you brought it up, and I agree, by the way, I think that the Detroit Lions are the best team in the NFC North. They just are. There's no other way around it, and obviously there's room for the Bears, but I guess that's the question. Is there room for the Bears? Will this be the year? Like, we kind of thought it was going to be last year. A lot of us did. I'm definitely guilty of thinking that the Bears would make a big jump last year and maybe get involved in the competition, the terrific competition with Green Bay and Minnesota and Detroit. Do you think that they will be at least up there with those guys in the team photo, so to speak, near the top of the NFC North? In other words, Lou, how big of a jump do you think it is realistic to think that the Bears will take this year?
Mark, I honestly think it's really dependent on Caleb Williams. I think that Caleb Williams needs to play like a top 10 quarterback in this league for the Bears to be one of the top 10 teams in this league, and at least in the NFC North, one of the top two or three, because I think the division is that good, where they're fighting for a playoff berth. I don't think 9 wins gets a team in the playoffs. I think 10 wins do, and the schedule's tough, man. You know, we went through the schedule last week when it came out on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I love listening to folks like you and I because we always say the same thing every year. Got to get off to a great start. Really? Yeah, of course. I hope we get off to a great start. But do I need to remind everyone that this team opened 4-2 last year? I left London thinking we were going to the playoffs for the first time.
Yeah.
In a long time, and maybe winning a playoff game for the first time since 2011. And then we know
Lou, at that point too, do you remember that after that game too, man? We were all, the Bears have a quarterback. The Bears have a quarterback. And then not really sure, you know.
It hurt. It hurt. So I look at the schedule and boy, I'm being honest. I think they're catching JJ McCarthy at the right time, his first game on the NFL level, first regular season game. Game two at Detroit, good luck. I mean, obviously that crowd will be lathered up for the return of Ben Johnson.
It's
game
a loss.
Three's
it's
not a
loss.
A layup. Yeah. I know everyone thinks game three is the layup with the Cowboys coming to Soldier Field. And we can say what we want about Matt Eberflus as a head coach, but as a defensive coordinator, I think he's in the perfect role right now in Dallas, and nobody knows the warts better, knows Caleb Williams' warts better than Matt Eberflus. So
That's
I think game three is a tough one.
Yeah.
And then,
actually,
you know,
going through this, I have them losing that game, quite frankly. Not necessarily just because of the Matt Eberflus factor, but Dallas always seems to have their bleep together earlier in the season, and then it falls apart at the end.
Yes, yes. So I was in. I like the fact that the Bears have the bye week five, because it gives a first year head coach, who I think is brilliant, and his fellow coaches think he's a pretty smart guy as well. It gives Ben Johnson and his staff the chance to sit down and say, okay, what's not working? What do we have to change? And then I think the Bears end up being a really good football team the final 12, 13 games. And do I think they're good enough to get into the playoffs? You know, I was put on the spot last week and I said 10 wins. I admit it. I drink the Kool-Aid. I do every year. I can't help it. I'm a Bears
fan. Okay. I hear you.
All right. But I can see let's not forget the close games that they should have won last year, and how Caleb Williams put that team in the position to win those games. His fourth quarter numbers, and Mark, you follow the team like I do. When you look at what Caleb Williams did, we get off to a slow start, but by the fourth quarter, and we're learning more and more that he had no support from his coaching staff. He had no respect for his offensive coordinator, didn't have any respect for his head coach when it came time to, you know, running an offense, but still through sheer athleticism, this guy in the fourth quarter had the Bears knocking on the door against Detroit Thanksgiving, please call a timeout, against the Vikings in overtime, against the Packers. We know what happened in Washington. If they win two of those games, it's a different narrative. They're 7-10. I'm not sure Matt Eberflus gets fired. They're 7-10, and now you're saying with all the moves they made this offseason, can they win three more games? Yeah, for sure they can win three more. I think they can win five more with all the moves they made, especially up front. I love the Tooney signing yesterday. Number one, it's not your money, so don't complain about it, Bears fans. This guy is the real deal. All pro the last 2 years, pro bowler the last 3 years, played for Tom Brady, played for Patrick Mahomes, selected last year by his teammates in Kansas City as the MVP, and he brings leadership to a locker room that this team has not had in forever.
Yeah, and, you know, he wanted to be here, talked about that, like just kind of falling in love with the history of the Bears and the organization and all that goes. And that stuff, that kind of stuff always plays. We're talking to Lou Cannella, sports anchor at Fox 32, also the host of Chicago Sports Tonight, to get on Fox 32, of which I believe I'm scheduled to be on with you guys this Sunday, Lou. So I'm looking forward
to that.
Yeah, I'm
really bummed out because I'm not going to be here. And I'm
what?
Because when Grody's on the show, I need to be hosting the show.
Yes. They need to know these things. They need to understand.
I need to make sure that I give direction here. Never are you to be asked to be on CST again without Cannella's on the show.
Well, that's all right, man. I'll look for it. I imagine Cassie Carlson will be in the house probably that night. I guess you don't have to worry about it, though, Lou. If you're off, you're off. So good for you. Let's talk a little bit about the Bears defense. And we got to hear today from Grady Jarrett, who is awesome. Like, really good to hear from him. Good to see Dio Dangbo in motion. I saw some. I'm like, who's that? Oh, that's Dio Dangbo. Dangball, man. He's got a little bit of speed. Really good to see what I assume is a healthy and ready to go Montez Sweat. Looked like he was moving well out there. Jervon Dexter, like, earnestly wants to be great, talking about getting the guys together in Miami a few weeks ago. The defense is another spot where you say, yeah, they took a serious hit last year, especially against the run, but there's reasons to be excited about the defense too, isn't there, Lou?
Yeah, for sure. Now, before we talk about what we like seeing, I missed Andrew Billings. I didn't see him on the field.
No, he was not.
And Big Bill is so important to this run defense. Bears had a real good run defense with Big Bill, and when he left, that Bears run defense fell to 28th in the league. Oof. So they couldn't stop the run without Billings. I didn't see Zach Pickens out there either. Pickens is a guy who he needs to be on the field to earn himself a spot on this roster. It is time. The Grady Jarrett move is just someone was looking over the Bears that this guy became available. You know, 43 million bucks, but again, another guy like Tooney who brings great leadership, respected leadership to a locker room that needed it. I know he's 32 years old, but man, he's always out on the field. Even when he's not 100%, the guy is still out there. 9 of his 10 seasons, he's played at least 14 games. You can always count on him. Had a chance to chat with Dexter. We did a pre-draft show, Mark, at Soldier Field before the draft. And I mean, Dexter's ready. He gets it. And here, I'm going to bring back Billings for a second, because if you look at what Dexter did last year with a healthy Andrew Billings, Dexter had 4 sacks the first 5 games. After those first 5, he had 1 the last, I want to say 10, because if I'm not mistaken, he missed the last 1 or 2 games. So he had 1 the rest of the season without Billings on the field. Dexter is ready to go. I love that he got the guys together in Florida. Hey, man, Sweat's got to come through. He's paid $100 million.
Yeah.
So we and the coaching staff expects him to get to the quarterback more often than just 5.5 sacks a season. And I know historically throughout his career, he's never been a double-digit sack guy other than that one season where he had, you know, combined double-digit sacks between the Bears and the Commanders. But we need to see more from him. Booker, Dominique Robinson, it's now or never, right?
Yeah, yes, especially with Robinson, man. Like, yeah, saw him out there getting plenty, and he'll get plenty of opportunity. Definitely excited about Austin Booker. He had a great preseason last year and then just kind of went away once the regular season started. But there are definitely reasons to still be excited about him. As we talk to Lou Cannella, sports anchor for Fox 32, and for my money, you ready for this, Lou? The greatest sideline reporter this city has ever seen, Lou Cannellis, who we all know. Lou,
you are too nice. You are too nice. And let me say this, because as you and I talk, I'm watching the Knicks-Pacers game.
I
tell you how many memories it brings back to watch the Knicks and Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals? And I can't help but think about those great days with MJ and Pip and Rodman at Madison Square Garden against Charles Smith and Ewing and those guys. And then, you know, thinking about the old Reggie Miller days at the old Market Square Arena in Indy. Those were great days. Thank you. That is one of the nicest compliments I've received ever. Thank you.
Well, I mean it, man. I mean, you were fan. I mean, loved the stuff after the game, because you'd have Jordan and Pippen and all those guys for sure. The question, though, is, Lou, because you know you had the inside scoop with Michael Jordan. What's his role? Are you looking forward to seeing him do some broadcasting on the NBC games this year? And if you don't know what the role is going to be, what do you I'm shocked. I mean, I love that he's going to be doing some stuff, but what do you think that Michael Jordan is going to be adding to the broadcast this year nationally?
Well, I can tell you this. He's not going to be Ian Eagle's color commentator during the games.
No.
So I'm as interested as you are, but I will say this about MJ. He obviously knows the game as well as anyone. And I think at some point, maybe in life, and let's see, I'm 61. So Michael's 62. He was born February 17th. I was the 19th. I think at some point, maybe he said, you know, I can only play so much golf, drink so much red wine, and smoke so many cigars before I decided to do something different. You know, he's got his own golf course in Jupiter,
uh-huh. Yeah.
and he typically harasses his friends, gets on the phone and asks when you're coming down so he can try to steal some of your money on his golf course. And he's got the home field advantage. So I'm happy to hear that he's going. Let's say this, Mark, I think he contributes to the NBC broadcasts. I'm just not sure how much contributing he will do, but it was a great marketing play by the folks at NBC who are trying to bring back the old days when Costas and Albert were all part of the broadcasts.
Yep. And of course, John Tesh and his open for NBC.
Yeah.
It makes us all feel a certain way. Oh man, it just makes me feel good. Lou, thanks so much for coming on. I appreciate you. Go do some great TV like you do.
Mark, love you. Anytime you need me, you just call. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, sir. That is Lou Cannella, sports anchor for Fox 32. And he's off this week, but a lot of times he is part of their Sunday night show, Chicago Sports Tonight. Again, I will be on that show this Sunday night at 10 p.m. talking about the Bears and the Cubs and the White Sox. Coming up next, here's what we're going to talk about. Jim Miller, former Bears Chicago quarterback and broadcaster. He was coming in hot like he does on the Mully and Haw show. I want to play some of that for you next on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You're listening to Score Evenings, weeknights 6 to 9.
It's what we've asked in all these guys right now. They're all doing some things a little bit different than what they've done in their past, whether at this level or in college. You're learning, you're growing. They are getting uncomfortable with it. I go back when I was young, someone told me it takes 21 days to learn a new habit and let it get in your unconscious. I don't know if that's true or not, but the good news is this. We had three or four good weeks on the grass with him in phase two and that prior mini camp that we were able to get ahead a lot of that. And he did a great job in the downtime, just going ahead and taking it and running with it, and when the coaches weren't around as well. And we're not talking so much about the feet and the footwork anymore with him, and it's more big picture plays, routes, ball location, coverages. It's more big picture stuff.
Ooh, you know what? I like hearing that from Bears head coach Ben Johnson, the footwork part. Like, I mean, that it's not so, not that they're not working on the footwork, but he said, it's not so much that it's more big picture, man. I mean, I think we're all tired of hearing, even from Caleb Williams's predecessors, Justin Fields and Mitch Trubisky, it's like the footwork, getting in and out of the huddle, let's just get to the good stuff, and that's the big picture. And I understand there are some fundamental things that maybe need to be changed with Caleb Williams, like getting rid of the ball more quickly, but believe me when I say it's a big deal when a Bears head coach says that you could kind of, like, we're just about there with what we want to see with the footwork. Takes 21 days, boom. Blackjack. If you want to hammer in that habit, even if it's smoking, whatever it is in your life, 21 days it takes and you'll be good at it. That is Ben
Wait, even if it's smoking. I think you can get good at smoking in sooner than 21 days. Like, yes. Right?
No, but it really clicks in 21 days.
21 days it really clicks. Oh man, this is the good stuff.
You're a pack a day guy now, man. Congratulations.
At nicotine. Oh, let me tell you. The first 21 days, not so much, but on day 21, oh, it really hits.
Oh, hell yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, I feel like a damn smoker now, man. This is good. I'm buying the Reds, man. Enough of this the Virginia Slims business. Let's go to the good stuff.
No filters.
Yeah. Didn't that get banned somewhere along the line?
I'm sure they did.
Can one still buy filterless cigarettes? Can one still buy somewhere? Even if it's on the internet, you could probably still buy some filterless Camels, but I don't know that is the case anymore. Everybody's vaping out here. Yeah, a lot of vaping going on. All right, today on the Mully and Haw show, boy, did Jim Miller catch my ear. Mully and Haw always get my ear. I love Mully and Haw. And they were asking all the right questions to Jim Miller. As it pertains to the drama surrounding Caleb Williams. And we just heard from Ben Johnson. By the way, if you didn't hear anything that went on today, Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams did not speak about the excerpt from the Seth Wickersham book, but Ben Johnson kind of got out in front of it. And, you know, I would say headline to it, he is receptive. He knows what has been said, and he's looking forward to the challenge. And in my opinion, this is good for him. He got intelligence from the excerpt. I was like maybe he got an advanced copy of the book. Hey, let me read this. Let me see what else I need to do to help out Caleb Williams. So I think that this is a win for Ben Johnson. Now, that's a wild way to put it, considering everything. But he's able to use that in a really interesting way. Now, Jim Miller, the former Chicago Bears quarterback, Series XM guy that really knows his stuff. Again, on with Mully and Haw today. The first cut that I want to play is this one, in which he is essentially saying the college work that Caleb Williams did and the coaching he got there was probably not enough.
Here's the problem with any new coach. You can't assume, even when the Bears drafted Caleb Williams, they can't assume that Lincoln Riley taught him everything.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Lincoln Riley is going to have different offensive rules than what, say, Shane Waldron had. Okay, so Ben Johnson comes in there and he's going to say, I don't care what Shane Waldron was teaching here last year. I know this is what I'm installing. This is what I need done in order for this offense to be executed properly. And so no steps can be missed. And you can't assume that Caleb understands what a cat blitz is, a corner blitz, or protections. So Ben Johnson is going to come in here and say, hey, this is our five-man protection. This is how I want 50 protection run. This is what you as a quarterback are responsible for. If they bring six, you're hot. Now, if you redeclare the mic, you know, because I've always explained, imagine for the listeners out there in Chicago, five-man protection. You've got five offensive linemen, five on five. It's numbers, right? It's numbers. So if a defense is in a four-man front, your offensive linemen are responsible for those four-man front plus one more guy. Typically, that's going to be the Mike Backer. But let's say the Mike Backer doesn't come and the Sam Backer now comes. Well, redeclare the Mike. We're now going to make the Sam the Mike. Okay, so that's still five on five. So you got to know your protections. You've got to know numbers. And that's the same with five-man protection or six-man protection or seven-man protection. It's a numbers game. And clearly, when you're being sacked 68 times and you lead the league, which the Bears have led the league the last 5 years, in sacks, guys don't know their protections. They don't know them. And if I were Caleb, I'd know my protections. That way you're not getting sacked 68 times a year. Unless you like your manhood getting driven into the dirt every week, that's up to him. I didn't like doing that. I didn't like being in the training room. So I suggest Caleb Williams get on board, learn his protections so that he can execute his job properly, and it'll help out his offensive linemen as well.
Strong stuff right there from Jim Miller. Yeah, and it's something that we talked about a lot. Yeah, it was a shaky year for the offensive line last year. Some of that was on Caleb Williams not getting rid of the football, maybe not knowing the protections, not knowing where it was coming from, and maybe not being coached the way he should have been coached. Let's move on a little bit more with Jim Miller here. On this one, it's more on Caleb Williams' part.
Jim, based on the information we got last week from that article, based on the book that Seth Wickersham's writing about the quarterback position, did you hear anything that the Bears should be concerned about as it pertains to Caleb Williams?
Yeah, I talked to Ryan Poles at the Combine. He said steps were missed with Caleb. So, and I just read between the lines with what DJ Moore said in training camp, that basically, they would run plays and they weren't completed, and it wasn't, a coach needs to be emphatic about what needs to be done. Maybe somebody does a job that's done half-assed, excuse my language, sure. And it needs to be done the correct way. And if the coach allows that to happen, you're kind of, enabling that kind of behavior. And so, you know, when steps are missed, you know, I assume that means with film study or think corrections weren't made or certain things were acceptable that probably were not acceptable. And thus, that's the result that you get and why Shane Waldron was fired, whatever it was, week 9 or week 10, because it looked like crap out there.
Yeah, and I remember that. I think it was on the Bears weekly show on the radio network those guys were talking about it, and Ryan Poles was transparent that steps were missed. And I remember that being a big story, and I was really wanting to know the specifics of it, and that some of what Ryan Poles was trying to tell Joniak and Jim Miller and those guys about what was going on. We didn't know the extent of it, and maybe we're learning more about it now. But yeah, we're at, right, like bringing that back, steps were missed, and that was discussed, and that's about as clearly as I've heard it. Last cut from Jim Miller here, and yeah, this one's hot as well. Where do we go now?
Where's your confidence level, Jim, that Caleb Williams can take the next step?
Well, he's kind of got no choice. If he wants to succeed in the National Football League and earn another contract, he's got to do his job. He's got to perform. He's got to know his reads. You know, think about DJ Moore, who can't be unprofessional and walk over to the bench and sit on the bench during a play. You want to know why he did that? Because the ball should have been out of Caleb's hands and in DJ Moore's all day long and twice on Sunday. So it tells me the quarterback doesn't know his reads. So he's got to do his job. He has to know his assignments. Otherwise, his teammates won't get frustrated like that and go sit on the bench, because DJ Moore's basically sending a message to everybody, I'm wasting my time out here. What am I doing this for? My quarterback can't throw the ball versus off coverage. He doesn't even know what an out route is in off coverage to hit his receiver. So Caleb Williams has a lot of work to do. He's very talented. He's capable of doing it. But Ben Johnson, there are no kid gloves here. I mean, he's got to be able to do this stuff. Every NFL quarterback has to be able to do these things. And so that's Ben Johnson's challenge. Those players haven't earned anything in Chicago. There has not been enough winning. So that's why Ben Johnson's there. So if you don't want to do it my way, I'll find somebody else who will.
Wow. Jim Miller, former Chicago Bears quarterback. And yeah, that's stuff with, because not many people, I think that's the first time I've heard somebody like straight up defend DJ Moore on the infamous play where he looked like he just kind of gave up on the play, goes out of bounds, and then obviously had to answer for that. But there's Jim Miller saying the way he sees it, DJ Moore is thinking, oh, man, I got a quarterback who doesn't know his reads. He doesn't know what's going on out there. So I thought that was just fascinating. And look, Miller is an authority. I mean, this is a guy who in his career was like that in terms of watching tape and being a cerebral quarterback, and breaks it down really well. And I said this with the guys on the afternoon show today, that, you know, Caleb Williams still has to answer a bunch of these questions from the upcoming book from Seth Wickersham, and he will eventually get to ask all of these questions, and all the questions will be asked, and Caleb will answer them as best he can. But yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what DJ Moore thinks as well, like if he'll be honest and open about it too, and what he saw, and if he understood from Caleb Williams' perspective and his father's perspective what was going on. I mean, because, you know, DJ Moore, he had, and we know that he completely supported, like, you go back with DJ, completely supported Justin Fields, was completely behind him, 100%, no doubt about it. But I remember it, towards the end of the season, when we knew that, you know, the Bears were going to have a shot at drafting Caleb Williams. And while DJ Moore was like, oh, I don't want that, or his thought process was, and I'm paraphrasing here, and at some point in time I will go back and grab this audio because I remember playing it as well. You know, DJ Moore was worried about having a new quarterback in here because then you got to go back to the bait. You got to go back to the beginning again. You got to start this whole cycle again of development of a new quarterback. And when you have a wide receiver who's in a different place in his career, a veteran receiver who's been paid and now wants to win, you can understand what the thought process is for DJ Moore right there. But that'll be part two or part three or four to all of the stuff that we are talking about right now. And DJ Moore looked great out there, by the way, inside the Walter P. Looked like DJ Moore. When we come back, I'm just going to empty out the things that I have not talked about tonight that I wanted to talk about tonight, including as the headline of this next segment. We lost George Wendt, and he is famous for two things. One that hits home very closely here in Chicago, and then, of course, Cheers. So we will talk about both of those things, too. And I got a movie recommendation for you, if you will allow me. I'm Mark Grody on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Mark Grody, back here with you on The Score and live for from Hallis Hall, where the Bears worked out today at an OTA practice. And George Wendt, Chicagoan, Norm on Cheers in the 80s and into the early 90s. Cheers, one of the greatest television shows of all time. Unfortunately, we lost George Wendt. He died in his sleep yesterday. And yes, Cheers, one of my favorite shows of all time. We could talk about all the great lines. I think my favorite one of the, because he'd walk into the bar and everybody would greet him and everybody would say, "Norm, how's it going, Norm?" And then he would say something quippy and jokey. And my favorite is, his answer was, "It's a dog-eat-dog world, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear." That was Norm on Cheers. But he had another really important role that has lived on The Score and has lived with Chicagoans, because it is us, the superfans from SNL.
All right, you two, enough, okay? We're all very lucky here, and that's the real message of this holiday season. So let's all join in the Thanksgiving prayer.
The prayer.
We thank Dicka and God for all they have provided, for the food we eat, the air we breathe, and for the domination enjoyed by a certain team from a certain town that
hey, the game's starting.
Oh. All right. We'll get back to that during a commercial. Enjoy the games, folks.
It's just so good, man. Like, for you younger listeners out there, and shout out to you younger listeners out there. Like, that's where all this silliness comes from. When you hear us doing the Bears, it is from the SNL skit of the super fans. And that he played, George Wendt played the part of Babs Swirsky, super fans. Robert Smigel from SNL, who wrote the whole thing, the real genius behind it, he played the part. These names are just the best. He was Carl Wilarski, if you may remember. That was the part that he played. Mike Myers, with the sick mustache, played the part of Pat Arnold. And that's right, I probably could have been a super fan myself. Each name is better than the next. Chris Farley played the part of Tad O'Connor. Absolutely. And he once got a Polish sausage lodged in the lining of his heart, as you may recall. And then Joe Mantegna, another Chicagoan, played the part of Bill Swirsky, who I assume that was his brother, or maybe they were cousins. But yeah, so Bob Swirsky, Carl Wilarski, Pat Arnold, Todd O'Connor, and Bill Swirsky made up the super fans, and George Wendt was a very prominent member of that. So I think that
Grody, the bit was that Bill Swirsky, I think, was the first. During the, like, whenever the they first had the bit, Bill Swirsky, you know, Joe Mantegna was the guy, and then George Wendt took over, and they kept making the joke that, like, I'm filling in for my brother Bill, who had another heart attack.
Oh yeah, who had yet another heart attack. What does that make it about a baker's dozen? And there's the one where Todd O'Connor, played by Chris Farley, is like punching his heart, and they're all like, don't worry, he's just having a heart attack. Okay, that's all right.
I'm joking.
He did have a Polish sausage lodged in the lining of his heart. So really, this just gives me a chance to talk about the super fans. Another thing here, just emptying out the notebook of things that are on my brain. Even though the White Sox lost to Seattle today, 6-5, shout out to Josh Palacios, who hit a home run. I love that dude. I was at an event in which he was. I don't think he mind. It was at Lurie's Children's Hospital. I had the honor of being there as well. And man, like any player or athlete or celebrity that goes to these things and they engage with the children, like, I think, like, it's awesome. Even if you're just there and you're just signing things and whatever, but Palacios just got into it. Like, went, like, really engaged these children, like, asked questions. Like, it wasn't just the kids asking, like, he wanted to know these kids. Like, honestly, I was moved by it. And Josh Rojas, same. He was there as well. And these guys, like, I've never seen anything like it in terms of the engagement, the getting down on their level. You know what I mean? Getting down on a knee and talking to him and just wanting, where do I go next? Who do I need? Like, not wanting to get it over with or anything like that. So I was like legit moved. And then he hits a home run today. And these kids, they're grilling them. You know, they're grilling these guys, asking them hard questions. And I think at one point in time, somebody was like, yeah, I mean, these children are asking harder questions than the reporters, because they can, you know, they can ask these questions. So I really appreciate those guys, and I didn't want the show to get away without mentioning that, because it was just awesome stuff. And then finally, I saw a movie this week. My God, it had been a long time since I had been to the old theater. And one of the greatest franchises going right now, and it's in its early stage, is The Accountant, with Ben Affleck. It is, the first one was terrific, and then the sequel is fantastic as well. There will be a
third one. And, you know, like I even said, I went and saw it with Aunt Rhonda, my Aunt Rhonda. And I even said to her, I said, this could be a TV series. And apparently they have talked about making it into a TV series. So I'll just say, I don't want to give anything away about anything in the movie, but I would just say, like, if you haven't seen any of The Accountants, go back and watch. Like, Ben Affleck is terrific, terrific in these movies. Somebody put it to me, it might have been Marshall Harris, who said that it's like Batman without the cape. It is a fascinating franchise, and I absolutely love it. So there's my recommendation. And I don't know if there's anything. I'm trying to see if there's anything else. I'm sure there's something that I'm missing that I wanted to say to you guys. But what I'm going to say to you now is goodbye, because they will eventually either tell me to leave here, Hallis Hall, or lock me into Hallis Hall. And I don't think that I want to sleep here, nor do the Bears want me sleeping here. So I am going to exit here. Thank you to Lance Brozdowski of the Marquee Network for coming on the show tonight. Thanks to Chris Emma for being here. And of course, Luke Canellis from Fox 32 and Adam Stadzinski back in our downtown Chicago studios, executively producing the show well, like he always does. And be ready at 9 o'clock tomorrow, studs. We will be recording another edition of the Take the North podcast. Have a great night, everybody.
Prayer.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.